Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn. Giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, yeah, he do. Ain't God good, man? I mean, really. Hey, you know what? Today, I'm going to try something different. And it's amazing I'm going to try something different because that's kind of what we're going to talk about this morning. Or that's kind of what I want to share with you this morning. You know what I'm just going to say today? Just this year, do something different this year. Do something different. Try something else. Look, if what you've been doing has just gotten you to this point and you are not content with the point you are at, then we need to make an adjustment. I mean, don't that seem like the common sense thing to do? It does to me. Let's just do something different. This year, make a commitment. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to put forth a little bit more effort. I'm going to quit trying. I'm going to do it this year. You know, sometimes that simple change of attitude is enough. Instead of trying, I'm going to do it. And it's just as simple as that. Sometimes just remove certain words out the way. Stop trying to do something. You know, I decided this year, you know, I wasn't going to try to be a better person this year. I'm just going to go about the business of being a better person this year and see how that works. You know, because if, like I've said 1,000 times, though, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. It don't change. It don't change unless you change it. But you have the power to change it. The power of decision is in your hands. Decide to do something different. Make a commitment. Say, you know what? This year, I'm going to do the right thing. Now, let me warn you. Please let me warn you of this. When you decide to do the right thing, understand, here come the haters. What they're not going to let you do is make a conscious decision to be a better person without something to be said. Come on now. You think the devil just going to let you, all of a sudden you're going to be better? When he need to keep you on the wrong side of the track, you're going to go over on the other side. So here come the haters. Now let me tell you what's going to happen, because I'm speaking from experience. This is what I know, and all of you out there know this to be true, because all I'm doing right now, we're just having a reminder conversation. When you decide to do the right thing, it's going to be unpopular with some people. Some people ain't going to like your decision, because now your decision to start getting to work on time, or your decision to finally go home and be the man you're supposed to be, or your decision to finally go on and take care of your kids in spite of it all, or your decision to, man, I'm going to come in here, man, and start loving my girl the way she deserved to be loved and all this here. Okay, now, that's going to put somebody on the out looking in. You do understand that. When you decide to come to work on time every day, your homie over there that's been coming in late with you, now all of a sudden you done put a spotlight on him. Now all of a sudden, man, you ain't coming in late with me no more, man. Now they looking at me like I'm crazy by myself. Yeah, man. Because when you decide to do the right thing, it becomes unpopular to some people. When you decide to do the right thing from experience, they gonna talk about you. Look at him now, trying to, now he gonna go home now. He know he been out here in the streets, right? He gonna try to go home and see his wife. Yeah, man, yeah, you just made that decision. But they gonna talk about you. Now, guess what? The girl that you been going over to see, she gonna talk about you. You ain't this, you ain't that, because now you going home. Your boy's gonna talk about you because you're going home, and you gonna get some flack. When you do the right thing, here it come. Somebody ain't gonna like it. Somebody wants you to stay wrong. Misery love company. When you make the decision to do the right thing, somebody is going to call you a hypocrite. Because you know what they're going to do? They're going to point out the way you were in the past versus the way you decided to be brand new. And now all of a sudden, how you all of a sudden claiming this when I saw you doing that. Please understand, when you make the decision to do the right thing, here they come. You a hypocrite. You think they don't call me that? They call me that. Steve Harvey, he fake. I hear it. Man, look, on Twitter, you try to tweet people positive stuff. Here come a tweet. You fake. Your family ain't all that. I ain't say my family was, man. I'm just trying to give out some positive encouragement. You know? But here it come. You a hypocrite. I remember when you was out on the tour with the Kings of Comedy. Yeah, me too. I remember that too. But I ain't out on tour with them no more. We done all changed. Hello. So now what you want me to do? You want to keep living up to what you saw me as what I was, and I can't get no credit with you for what I'm trying to be now? Then now you're going to be a hypocrite. You fake. Nah, man, you ain't fake. You just made the decision to be a better person. That's all. And now because you ain't the person you was, the person they knew, now they see the new you. Now you a hypocrite. You ain't a hypocrite. You just change it. Don't let them haters shake you, man. Go on about your business. When they talking about you, look at him now. Gonna try to go home. He been with me all this time. Hey, man, just go home. Oh, he gonna try to go home now, man. He know Friday nights, man. We done told our girls just where we at. Now he's showing up at the house because he don't want to. Come on, player. Hey, man, just go home. It's gonna be unpopular. You're gonna get talked about. They're gonna say you're a hypocrite. But do the right thing. God will bless you for that. There's something in Proverbs that says if you honor God, if you do the right thing, if you seek him out, God will cause his blessings to chase you down. Do you understand me, what that means? Can you imagine what would happen in your life if God were to take some blessings and chase you down with them? Do you know that there's no hiding from him? In your deepest, darkest secret, he know about. The stuff that you done kept out the light from everybody else, he know about all of that. So now, if he has got some blessings that he gonna chase you down with, you can't even escape them. You look up and here come another one. There go another one. Here he go again. Man, that's what I'm trying to give my life to, because at the end, man, what I do not want, man, and not even at the end, I just don't want now God to have all these boxes up in heaven, these blessings with my name on them, and I don't get them sent to me because I'm down here clowning so hard. He can't even ship blessings to me because I'm just so dead wrong. That I'm blocking the blessings, man, that God got for me, I would rather do the best I can do and be the best I can be, make some mistakes, ask for forgiveness, and get on up and see what God got for me. And remember, Donnie McClurkin got a song out, man. We ain't got time to play it now because I didn't talk too long, but, you know, that's where I am right now. The song, and it's one of my favorite, God, when Donnie wrote We Fall Down, do you know, I knew him when he wrote the song. I thought he had wrote the song for me. I really did. Because it came out after a conversation we was having. And I thought he had wrote the song for me. Because it's so appropriate to my life, and I bet you it's appropriate to your life. Because, see, guess what? We fall down, but we get up. He has a line in the song that says, a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but he didn't stay there. That's the deal, y'all. Look, you gonna make some mistakes. Just don't stay there. Just get up, man, and try to and walk straight again. Then while you're walking straight and right and trying to be righteous, you're going to fall. Get up. Don't stay there. And get back on the straight and the righteous. You're going to fall a bunch of times. Just don't stay there. Just get up, man. That's the only difference between a saint and a sinner. They the same people, man, actually. That's what the revealing news is. Saints is really sinners. They're the same people. They just keep getting up. That's all. Man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, or should I just say ladies? Because the gentlemen are ever present. You know how I know that? Because where there are women, you will find men. Why? Because we love you so. Oh, my God. Shirley Strawberry.
Oh, Lord, Steve Harvey, good morning.
Goodness gracious, Carla, for real.
Well, good morning, Steve Harvey.
Mississippi madness. Monica Barnes
just stepped up.
You want her to wave?
Yeah. She ain't got no mic or nothing, which is good.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, and here folks. It is. Let the ignorance begin, Junior.
Morning, everybody.
Anthony Brown.
What's going on, D-Lady?
And the fool, Nephew Tommy.
I'm up in here.
Yeah.
What's up, Uncle Steve?
What a bebop.
What a look at
that. How that there?
How that there? You there with them?
Look at him.
What's that in there?
What's happening?
What?
Shut up.
Go on with yourself now.
You better look here.
Get on away from him.
I got one for you. Watch out there now. But you heard that one before.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so how's everybody doing today?
Man, doing good.
Friday. Great, man. Never mad on Friday.
Never mad on Friday. Never. The ego flies on Friday. Yeah, Saturday, I go out to play.
Yeah.
What?
And this ego going to fly his ass over to Family Feud. Then this ego going to fly back over there again tomorrow.
And then the ego flies.
And then Sunday is the Emmys.
Yeah, man.
That's right. Emmy nominated. We are Emmy nominated, baby.
So I'm going to ask my daughter to go for me.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice,
oh,
good. Good.
Does she want to go?
Oh, Lori, please.
Oh, Lori's going,
Please. Oh, of course, yeah. So, can you buy me something for the red carpet? That's the first thing.
I love it. Well,
go,
she can't.
Lori.
She can't go in there representing you. Come on now, Steve.
Lori,
you have to buy.
She don't need to buy nothing.
I think so.
Stop encouraging her. She go in her mama's closet, come out of there right.
Brand new.
Boy.
Tag still on it.
Boy.
She doesn't want to wear her mom's clothes. She wants her own red carpet dress.
That's a lie, Shirley. She in there all the time. But this getting her looks.
And if it's got the tag on it, it's hers, Shirley.
I think you should buy her something of her own.
Yeah, buy something, Steve. Yeah,
no, agreed. Man, she got
Shirley,
enough.
I agree. Uh-huh.
Never have enough.
Yeah.
They never have enough, Steve.
It's the red carpet. Something. It's her first time.
Hey, Shirley, buy your daughter something.
She can't wear something out the closet, Steve.
Who else is going to buy my daughter
Jay,
something?
Jay, you don't even like your kids. You ain't in this. We just talked to the parents who like their kids.
I ain't saying that.
Because you don't have any kids.
You don't have no kids.
And Junior stay out of it. Junior ain't got no kids, and you don't need none.
I love my kids sometimes.
So I'm taking care of my health and everything.
You working out for the boat body?
Yeah, Jay came in the gym this morning and said, man, are you crazy? Why are you in here?
Trainer off.
Hey, listen, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We do something funny. That's coming up at 32 after the hour.
Oh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, a little while ago, we all know that the president's attorney, Michael Cohen, the FBI raided his apartment, let's say. And his offices and everything, you know, all in conjunction and having to do with this Russian investigation and the whole Stormy Daniels situation going on. So the officers came in. Michael Cohen said they were very polite.
They knocked. And
they
knocked
and,
on the door.
Yeah,
it wasn't a no-knock warrant. They right. knocked yeah. on the door.
So what Jay and I are going to do is give you a reenactment of what happens when the FBI come by. Let's just say when the FBI come by, they house.
And you ain't us. That's all we're saying.
That's all we're saying.
We're not.
What happens when the FBI go by, they house.
Uh-huh. And it ain't us. Is it?
It's FBI.
Just a second.
All righty.
Hold on.
All righty.
What do you need?
Just a second.
We have a warrant for you, Mr. Cohen. Please come to the door.
Could you slide it under the door, please, so I can look at it?
Well, sure. Well, we kind of have to hand deliver it so you can see it.
Well, wait a minute. Let me put my pants on. I don't want any pants
okay,
right now.
Okay, hey, am I knocking too loudly?
Yeah, a little loud. You're waking the kids.
Oh, okay. Sorry, hey. Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Cohen. Yeah. Hold it. Let's. Hold on.
Shh, quiet.
All right, Mr. Cohen. All right.
Quiet. I'm in here meditating.
Okay. What?
Meditating. Yeah.
Mr. Cohen, can you hear this?
That's a little too loud. Could you okay. knock just softer?
How about this?
Just a tad down more. Just a bit.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Why are you kidding me right now?
FBI.
Yeah. Tell you what, I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat and shower. Here's what I'm going to do.
Well, Mr. Cohen, hold on. Yeah. Mr. Cohen, we are the FBI now. Come on.
I understand that.
Here's come on now. Don't.
Here's the plan. Listen.
Don't make us wait.
No. I'm going to eat. I'm going to shower. I'm going to have my coffee.
Okay.
And then I'm coming out. Okay?
Mr. Cohen.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
are
right,
the Federal
that.
Bureau
stretch
of Investigation.
That. All that. Not gonna
You've got to come out now. You've got, sir, we have a warrant.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my yoga.
Jesus, is this guy serious?
I'm going to do a bit of yoga. Do some yoga.
Yoga.
Stretching. I'm going to stretch for a while. Then I'm coming out. Is that fine with you? I tell you what, hold up. Here's a good idea. Here's
Mr. Good Cohen.
Idea. Won't you guys, like, leave? Tell you what, leave.
No.
And then you could come
no,
back.
No, Mr. Cohen. Yeah. Mr. Cohen, listen to me. We're not yeah. leaving, sir.
Well, here's
we
the problem.
Are. Mr. Cohen.
Here's the problem.
Mr. Cohen, you're talking too much.
Okay, I just want to say this. The cleaning lady has not been here yet, so could you let her come in, clean up the place?
Mr. Cohen.
Yes.
Will you please open the door? We are the FBI.
Let me tell you what we're doing in here. We're kind of rearranging the furniture in here, so. If you were to come in not knowing where things
Mr.
are.
Mr. Cohen, please, no flushing. Just open the door, sir. What? Please. We have a warrant.
Yeah, I hear a. There you go, knocking loud again.
I'm
knocking loud again.
Look,
you're
look.
Knocking loud again.
Mr. Cohen, you're really, really trying us here.
Let's use our FBI low voice.
Mr. Cohen. Mr. Cohen, this is the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
You're leaving knuckle marks on my door.
Listen to me, Mr. Cohen. If you come out, I promise you we won't handcuff you. We'll just take you down.
Really?
That's all.
Front seat?
Front seat.
Front seat?
Yep, front seat.
Saranon?
Hey, black people, shut up. Front seat.
Saranon?
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me talk to the blacks that keep jumping in the joke here. You want to get your ass taken to the ground in a hammerlock, okay? Keep running your damn mouth.
But we're not even in it. What?
Now, what are you looking at?
What?
You don't look at the FBI. We issued a warrant right here.
Well, we didn't do anything.
Look on the ground. Shut up. Look on the ground.
Wait a minute now.
All right, that's it for you. Sure, get a handgun up against the wall, asshole. Let's go. Up against the wall, asshole. You got in the joke. You weren't supposed to be here. You're not even supposed to be in this neighborhood. Up against the wall. Get a hand. Get some cuffs on him.
Thank God you're here.
Come on in.
Come on in, sir.
Great. How are you, Mr. Cohen?
I'm fine.
Hey, listen, we're going to search warrant. Won't you just step to the side? You know, we won't disrupt anything. We'll try to put everything back the way we found it. Mm. We're just here for files and computers.
My casa, 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 whatever they say.
Hey, that's great. Thank you very much. That's the way to do it. All right. Somebody get a paddy wagon for the Negro.
I didn't do anything.
Shut up! Can you hear Mr. Cohen say, keep your voice down? Shut up!
I'm the
they
neighbor.
They always talk back.
Shut up, you black neighbor! Shut up!
They always talk back.
That's what it is. All right, that's it. Arrest him.
But
resisting arrest. That's it. On the ground, in a paddy wagon.
Wait a minute.
And I'm a witness.
Wait a minute, man.
Hey, I'm feeling threatened. Don't make me. I'm starting to feel threatened.
Wait. Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on now.
I'll blow your damn brains out. You don't get your black ass on that ground.
This is terrible.
Come on, Mr. Cohen. Get in the car. Let's take it.
Thank you so much.
Can They'll I turn, handle it.
Can I turn the siren on?
Yeah.
He gets to turn the siren on?
You keep running your black ass mouth. You're going to be the damn siren. We're going to have you sitting up front of the truck. Woo!
Wow, this is awful.
Let's go, Mr. Cohen. Thanks for cooperating.
Thanks
is
for the
this
ride.
Funny? So funny.
Man, this is crazy. Can we stop at Starbucks?
Hey, no problem.
What?
And we know who won't be stopping by Starbucks. Mr. Black Guy, take your ass down there if you want to.
I don't want to go to Starbucks. I don't want to go to Starbucks.
Shut up, you're going.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, there you heard it. Stark contrast, okay? Stark contrast.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, Nephew Tommy's
fun.
Run That Prank Back.
That's fun.
And the royal wedding. Prince Harry picked his best man, and we'll ask Steve and the fellas about their best men.
Shut up, Shirley.
I know you don't want to hear anything about that. We'll be back right after this.
FBI.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will announce today's keyword for our big Essence Festival trip giveaway.
Yeah.
Plus, Nephew Tommy is here with the prank phone call. What you gonna run back, nephew?
Your wife is in the limo.
What?
Your wife is in the limo.
Why is he whispering?
I'm the driver. Your wife is in the limo.
Oh. Stupid.
With a man.
Run it, cat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Robert?
Yeah,
Rob?
Yeah, what's happening? This Robert. What's up, boss?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, listen, man. My name's Phil, dog. I know you threw some other people. Your brother's right?
Yeah, that's my brother. Yeah, what's happening?
Listen, man, I'm calling you because there's something going
hold on,
right?
Hold on, dog. First of all, everything all right with my brother, right? This ain't no trouble, is it?
No.
Okay.
Straight, man. Listen, though, you married to right?
Yeah. That's my wife, boss.
Okay. Well, see, man, what I'm trying
to... Look, man. Spit it out. What's happening, boss?
Listen, what I'm trying to explain to you, my name for you.
Okay.
Part-time, I drive limos, and I'm actually driving right now.
Okay. But, okay, what's up?
Well, I had seen your wife. You know, I knew you was little brother. You know, I was like, okay, this right here ain't cool.
Hold on, boss. You know, you seen my wife? What you mean, my wife? How you know... What are you talking about?
Okay, well, okay, Rob, let me ask you, is your wife there right now?
Nah, boss, my wife been gone, man. She was out with her sister and her homegirls, man. They been gone. What are you trying to get at, man?
I understand. Just listen to me, man. Listen. Hey, man, I done been dogged out a many times by some ladies, you know what I'm saying? I just hate to see brothers get done wrong.
Wrong. Where are you coming from, dog? Listen, dog, you need to go ahead and just spit out all this rambling and
Okay, listen, man.
I drive
limousine. And what I'm trying to say to you is
what you trying to say, man? Spit it out.
Your wife is in the back of the limousine I'm driving right now.
She in the back, so what? What, the girls out and like that?
No,
what?
No, man. If it was a bunch of girls out, I wouldn't even be calling you, bro. Your wife is in the back of this limousine with a man.
What the man? What the man? Oh, my
okay.
God. Hey, Junior, y'all step out. Hey, y'all step out of the room for a minute, man. Step out of the room for a minute. Step out of the room. Just hold on. Hold on, boss. Step out of the room for a minute, man. Step out of the room. Hello?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hey, look, man. You need to come something correct, man, because this ain't no matter right here, dog. You saying that my wife, you got my wife in the back of the limousine you driving. Man. What she got on, dog? What she got on? What color is that she got on?
A black dress with white lines in it.
What
that's
the where you at, man?
I'm trying to make sure I got the right person.
Okay, look.
Is that what she had on?
You know my brother. You ain't got that accomplice. And you saying that you got my wife wearing what she is out the house with talking about, does this look cute? I wouldn't stun this look cute. And you saying he in the back of your car? Where you driving at, dog? Where you driving at, man? That's all I need to know, dog. You need to have that whoever is.
Okay, dog, listen, man. Well, I'm trying to say this to you. See, dog, I've been on this road here myself, man. You know what I'm
look,
saying?
Look, dog,
I
just tell me this, man.
Brother reach out to you,
it's,
man.
It's the bro that's sitting in the back. Do she got the curls coming down on the side? That's all I need to know. Do she got the curls just dangling on the side?
Yeah.
I ain't hear you, boss. I ain't hear you. Speak up, man.
I said, yeah, man. I can't talk loud, man. They in the back.
Hey, look, all this man, you calling me, dog, and this some serious you gonna call and you try to make it straight, right? So you bring it all over to where I'm at, boss.
Dog, I can't do that, man. I can't bring them over there.
You can't do that, dog.
You gonna act crazy, bro.
I'm trying to... Look, dog, you call me, put her on the phone. Put her on the phone.
I can't...
Get a phone to her, dog. Get a phone. Obey that. You need to drive that where I'm at, boss. Drive that where I'm at, boss, because this is going to be handled right now. Just get it. It's another year. I said, I'm going to go back to my old.
Hold up. Damn, they kissed it.
Man, I can't hear you, dog. You listen, all this whispering and you either need to stop this car and say you need to or some stand outside the car and tell me where the hell you at. I can come meet you wherever the hell you at, dog. Or you need to bust that around and tell her that you got to take a detour or some dog, because this
okay, hey, dog, you gotta calm down, man.
Hold the dog. You don't even know me, man. You ain't messing with the wrong dog. So listen, boss, here's the thing, boss. Look, I'm either gonna find out what limousine service the rest of the you drive, and I'm gonna find your or you're gonna have to come find me, dog. You ain't messing with the wrong one. Put on the phone, boss. Put on the phone.
Hey, dog.
Hey, put on the phone, man. I ain't got time to be. Hey, look. Hey, you help me out. Appreciate the call, man. Put a on the phone, man.
Wait. Rob.
What's up, man?
Okay, listen.
Man, you think this a game? Man, I'm finna come find. Hey, dog.
Okay, do you want, I'm gonna give you the address on where
they
finna go.
We listen. Hey, man.
All I know is they gonna stop at the hotel for a minute, man. It's chain clock.
Hotel? What the dog, this is playing. Hey, look. Hey, where you at right now, dog? You that. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. What hotel, dog?
Oh, come on, man. Don't act like that.
Dog, where she at? Where you at,
dog? Don't act like that, man.
Hey, look, you got one more time to be trying to tell me how act.
Okay, I'm finna tell you, man, but listen to me. I want to tell you one more thing.
Man, what the f***? I ain't got time for no more one more thing. The one more thing you need to be telling me is where you at, dog? Where you at, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
Hell no. Hey, man. Man. What the? Dog. Nephew Tommy.
This is Nephew Tommy in the flesh, baby.
Man, am I on the radio? Man. God. My bad, brother cousin, dog. My bad, man. You got me, man. Golly.
Hey, let me ask you something,
man.
Before we go, Rob, what is, man, the baddest radio show in the
world? Oh, man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show with Nephew Tommy is crazy.
That right there is greatness, but
that was right to the edge.
Definitely great.
Right to the edge.
To the edge right there.
Yeah. That's what you call putting somebody. Oh.
That's called pushing the envelope.
So I am going to be, what's a good word to just magnify something? How do you just magnify it?
Extraordinarily stupid. Spectacularly stupid.
That's what I'm talking about. Come Saturday tonight. Montgomery, Alabama, at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, I would be extraordinarily stupid come Saturday night. Get your tickets. They on sale right now. And guess what?
What?
Special guest.
Oh.
Eugene Antoine Ferguson.
The butterfly
hits the stage in Montgomery Saturday night. Did you hear me?
Yeah, that's going to be nice. We missed the butterfly.
Oh, man. Tickets on sale right now. I will be there at Montgomery, Alabama, at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center in the Gump, baby. And then get ready, Mother's Day weekend. That's right, Charleston, South Carolina. That's okay. The low country, in case you didn't know.
And I didn't.
Yeah, that's May 12th. It's Mother's Day weekend. Tickets are on sale right now at the Charleston Performing Arts Center. Get your tickets. The nephew is coming to town. Also, Joe Torre is on show with me.
Oh, Joe. I love Joe Torre.
It's going to be it.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to announce today's keyword for our big Essence Festival trip giveaway. Plus, we'll have some entertainment news for you. The gospel according to Beyonce. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show wants to give you a chance to win one of four trips for two to the 2018 Essence Festival. It is presented by Coca-Cola. Yes. It's going down in New Orleans July 5th through the 8th. And you can listen for the daily keyword, then go online for your chance to win. One winner will be selected each day. Drum roll, Cat, please. Today's keyword is NOLA. That's N-O-L-A, NOLA. Enter and get rules. Visit SteveHarveyFM.com. Good luck, everybody. All right, in entertainment news, guys, Beyonce got her start singing in church. We all know that. Mm-hmm. Well, a San Francisco house of worship just said thanks by holding a mass built around the music of Beyonce. Grace Cathedral drew more than 900 people to a special Beyonce-themed mass on Wednesday night, which is more than twice the usual turnout for the weeknight service. Say Beyonce, and you get twice the people. I love it. The idea sprang from a class called Beyonce and the Hebrew Bible, which is taught at the nearby San Francisco Theological Seminary. The mass,
but they call it Beyonce and the Hebrew Bible?
That's what they call it.
They did Beyonce songs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The mass mixed tradition with pop culture, with Bible readings from the book of Luke and Psalms, followed by the Beyonce songs Freedom and Flaws and All.
Everything. Well, you know, we just go, that's how we're pulling them in now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're using all ways to get them in.
Yeah.
Usher's having a night next week for the Usher board.
Right.
And their theme song is going to be Bad Girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and it's going to teach Ushers how to handle people. A little bit more directly. Ain't no more damn
girl.
Seats.
Bad girl.
Sit your ass anywhere.
In the Lord's house.
Then Chance going to have a night, the rapper Chance.
Chance the rapper.
Coming out here, it's a chance we open, it's a chance we ain't.
Chance we might be open.
Yeah.
There's a chance we ain't. No, wait a minute. They singing Beyonce songs. Are they singing Freak'em Dress? Will they do that?
No.
I'd like,
no.
I'd
put your Freak'em Dress on.
I'd love to hear the choir sing Freak'em Dress on. Put your Freak'em Dress on. Hallelujah.
What? You're hallelujah. Stupid. You're
hallelujah.
Stupid. You're freaking so
Dress
stupid.
On. How about the choir singing to the
choir
left,
sing
to the left, song. To the left, to the left.
To the left, to the left. To the left.
Everything you own. In a box to the left.
That's the senior choir right there, the elders.
If you want it, you're going to have to put a ring on it. If you want it, you're going to have to put a ring on it.
Come on now.
Watch while I turn around. Shaking up under my gown. If you want it. You're gonna have to put a ring on it.
I want you to have it, but you need to put a ring on it.
Yes,
I wanna
Lord.
Give it to ya.
Yes, Lord.
But you gotta put a ring on it.
My Lord.
It's been waiting here for ya, but you need to put a ring on it.
Put a ring.
Put a ring on it.
Put a ring.
Need to really put a ring on it.
Put a ring.
Why won't you put a ring on it?
Put a ring.
Been waiting to put a ring on it.
Put a ring.
You yeah, really lined up at get it. Lined
put
up.
Put a ring.
You really want to hit it.
Put a ring.
I'm really here for you.
Put a ring.
I want to put a ring.
Put a ring.
You can get this thing.
Put a ring.
If you put a ring.
Come on.
You can spank it hard.
Yeah! Thank you.
If you only put a ring,
just need a ring.
Only put a ring,
get spanked.
Only put a ring,
then get it.
Ring-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang.
Dang-a-lang.
Dang-a-dang-a-dang-a-lang.
No. All right, Steve, please introduce Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Well, we have some earth-shattering news, some very, very earth-shattering news, and an amazing turn of events. The leaders of North and South Korea signed a declaration early today stating that there would be no more war between their countries, no more war between North and South Korea. And they said also they're agreeing to the common goal of complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. They say the Korean War will officially end by the fall. But again, just to repeat that, an amazing turn of events. Look like the Korean War is about to be over. That's what they're saying. The leaders of North and South Korea signing a declaration today stating there would be no more war between their countries and agreeing to the common goal of complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. They say the Korean War, they're going to announce it, that it'll be officially over in the fall. This year's NFL draft began last night. There's a report in the New York Times about an audio tape that surfaced where team owners are heard in a panic over President Trump's constant tweeting over Colin Kaepernick's kneeling demonstration against racism, and that Trump's criticizing them for allowing players to join the demonstration, and how Trump's anti-Kaepernick tweets were raising the level, they said, of public hostility toward the league, how Kaepernick deserves also to be on a team roster somewhere. Bill Cosby wakes up this morning, a man found guilty of three counts of aggravated indecent assault. Jury in a court just outside Philadelphia found the disgraced comedian and actor guilty of all the charges leveled against him, and stemming from a 2004 sexual assault on a woman named Andrea Constant. As you would expect, there are two reactions to this. Cosby attorney Tom Misero says there will be an appeal, while attorney Gloria Allred, who represents some of the other Cosby accusers, was beaming.
We are very disappointed by the verdict. We don't think Mr. Cosby's guilty of anything, and the fight is not over. Thank you.
Women were finally believed, and we thank the jury so much for that.
And that's it. Despite saving lives, by the way, inside a Nashville area Waffle House, a young man named James Shaw Jr. has now raised some $150,000 on a GoFundMe page. He says he's donating all that money to the victims of the massacre and their family. That's what he tells CNN. James Shaw, by the way, a reportedly a proud member of Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. I want to mention that. For the second year in a row, the president is thumbing his nose at the Washington press corps. Trump has announced that he'll be holding a rally tomorrow instead of attending the White House car. Correspondents dinner, and today is National Tell a Story Day.
I ain't sending for no applause. I'm trying to tell you a story.
I miss Bernie Mac. More entertainment at today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Kanye West has been in the news a lot lately, huh? He divided his fans and his followers on Twitter when he continued to show support for President Donald Trump and other key conservatives. Kanye said that you don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. We are both dragon energy. He is my brother. That's what he said. He says, I love everyone. I don't agree with everything anyone does. That's what makes us individuals. A couple of hours later, Trump himself retweeted the post and added the caption, thank you, Kanye. Very cool. Kanye was rocking his Make America Great Again hat. Did you see the meme from George Bush that said Kanye West doesn't care about black people?
George Bush.
That's how you respond.
That's how you respond.
I just like Bush and love Trump.
Hey Kanye, I won't be with you on.
Ain't nobody supporting that one.
Let me just say that Kanye has a new album coming out.
I tried not to. Yes, matter of fact, yeah, scratch it. I ain't got nothing to say.
It's all a big publicity stunt.
Is that what it is?
I don't go back up to the White House. I don't give a damn if they passing out millions.
You ain't going to see it.
Oh, so you hear that they're passing out millions up at the White House?
I'm not going up there.
What?
They got millions up there, Steve. They're passing them out.
They're passing out billions?
Billions.
Y'all going up
there. Yeah, but not millions.
Y'all ain't got to ever speak to me again. Can my coon ass right on up there and get that billion?
You're stupid.
Now, for some millions, I'm not going
millions
up there.
Not going
I just
up
keep
there.
The ones I got.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, man. It takes a lot to be able
serious,
to say that.
Or this is just something to do to get in the press? You
think I think he has an album coming out. Right. And he always creates controversy around his albums.
Remember, and the clothing line and all that.
Yeah. But
wouldn't this hurt his sales, don't you think?
I don't know.
I just think it's keeping his name top of mind. You know, everybody's thinking, there goes Kanye again.
Well, there's other ways to create controversy.
Well, not for him, apparently. He likes it.
He really loves Trump?
Do we care who Kanye Trump is?
Well, he's an influence in terms of his audience. People listen to him.
He said, you don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. We are both dragon energy. What does that mean?
What mob?
He is my brother. I'm stuck on my brother.
That's where I'm stuck at.
That's right there, Tom.
Because I don't see the resemblance nowhere.
My puppy brother. I love...
Well, according to scripture, he is
your brother.
Yeah.
Right.
He says, I love everyone. This is what Kanye says. I don't agree with everything anyone does. That's what makes us all individuals. Okay.
Okay.
But Trump tweeted back, thank you, Kanye. Very cool. But he didn't say, you're my brother and I love you. He didn't say that.
Well, he's not going to say that.
Just saying.
He never said that in his life.
Maybe Kanye was drinking during the draft. Maybe that's what
But again, my favorite part was George Bush's meme saying, Kanye West doesn't care about black people.
Katrina.
All right, coming up in about 10 minutes at 34 after the hour, J. Anthony Brown in the building to murder yet another hit.
Come on, Joe.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
They've introduced Jay to murder. You know?
I don't want to. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here. And I say this begrudgingly.
Why? Because
we just don't never know how this going to go.
This is going to go fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, here this fool is with murdering the damn hits.
Come on, Jay.
It's going down at the J-Spot Comedy Club, 5581 West Manchester Avenue, all weekend long. Comics, rock, conventions. Comedians from all over the country doing their damn thing at the J-Spot. Thank you, Hope Flood. And see your boy, Columbia, South Carolina, Township Auditorium. Me and my daughter, Mahogany Brown, June 16th.
What?
That's right. My daughter is a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's been on the Tommy Show.
Put up. She's good.
She's good.
Really?
Really.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Cuss a lot. I don't like that, but you
wonder
know.
Where what? She get that from.
What?
Can you imagine?
You like, way wow. too much cussing.
I don't
for
get
me.
That, Jay.
What a surprise!
I don't get that.
I like that.
All right,
hey, man. When you first hear you, go ahead.
Go ahead, Steve.
I was gonna say when you first hear your kids cuss, do it throw you off a little bit.
Man, it's weird. It's weird. And then excuse me right after. That don't help.
I'm sorry, Dad. I knew you were here.
It's just something about it. Because I never cursed in front of my mom, ever.
Except
if I was doing a show, I did. But not like
I've heard
around.
My kids say some wild mess.
Really?
Hey.
I'm here.
You have to say hey.
Don't you see me here? I'm standing right here.
Oh, my God. We didn't know you were here. Oh, Lord Jesus.
All right. Anyway, with that being said, this week's murdered hit, what's the song by Neo? Good man.
Yeah.
The song ain't nowhere near that.
What?
Nice knowing you, Neo.
Nice knowing you, Neo. Hit it! It don't matter where I'm at. I really don't need any drama showing up at my mama's. Baby, hold up, you're all in my biz. Girl, you know I'm right. Time only got a little. Don't tell your man we met at Coachella. I'ma say, hello, you ain't who I wanna be.
with.
I do everything by myself because I'm free.
My patience
takes and baby, and my nerves are really working. But we made a promise that no one gets hurt. And now you're getting mad. You said I hit and desert you. You don't seem to understand. I don't wanna be the other man, other man, other girl. That's all I wanna be. Okay. That's all you get from me, baby. That's all you get from me.
Go on, Jay Anthony Brown.
Fire.
Jay was singing that damn
he
song.
He really was.
He was sitting there going, hold up, man. Jay, that's a damn hit.
Love it.
Thank you, Ralph Hawkins Jr., boy. We did it.
Hey, man, Ralph Hawkins, I got to get him
man,
on the show.
Please man. Do, man. Just do music. Here. We do songs, whatever you want done, man. You know what I really like when you sit down on the piano and you sing
that song? Somebody said that, man.
Man, we got
cool,
to do
man.
That. We got to do that song, man.
But I got to get a, I got to get a, I got to practice up, man.
You ain't got to, no, that song is ready. I've seen you do it, man.
The one he did on the show the other during the break?
He did it at Apollo, too.
Yeah.
You've done
and
it
on Little Big Shot.
Yeah.
What song was this?
Oh, we can't tell you.
Can't
no,
say
no, we can't tell you. We can't tell you.
You know, something just, whenever they have a piano player, they be trying to tune the piano. I just go over there and sit down and start playing.
You can play. You need to use that. You need to use that.
I got brush up though, please.
No, 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 no.
Hey, what is the note?
I don't want to be the other man, other man. That's all I want to be.
All right. great job as always, Jay. Coming up, the nephew has a prank phone call.
I just want to be the pranker, man. Pranker, man. Pranker, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, he's pulling out tracks and giving me whiplash. But the nephew's here with today's prank phone call. What you got,
Nev? Yeah, this right here is Diva Lounge. Diva Lounge, hair salon in Montgomery, Alabama. Here you go.
This is Larnetta.
Yeah, Larnetta, I'm trying to, you the one on the Diva Lounge, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, my aunt trying to, my Aunt Phyllis was trying to get an appointment, say y'all rejected her or something like that on getting an appointment this past Saturday. She wanted to get in and get her hair did.
I'm sorry, sir. No one rejected her. Right now, I'm not accepting any new clients.
Hold on. What do you mean you're not accepting no clients? That's the part I'm not trying to understand, because my Aunt Phyllis, you know, she done called up there like two times from what she telling me about she can't get in there to Diva Lounge, that she can't get in there and get her hair done, because every time she calls, they saying that, you know, ain't want nobody take her or give her an appointment.
Sir, I am the only stylist at the Diva Lounge, and right now I am not accepting any new clients. I am so sorry for your aunt, but there are other salons in the area, but right now I am not accepting any new clients.
No, hold on. Wait a minute. No, that. My auntie want to come there.
That. Who the hell are you cursing?
I'm just saying this here. My auntie trying to get her weave done.
So she can be. Excuse me, sir. You just cursed me out for no apparent reason. I just said that.
Because basically what I'm trying to say is I don't understand how it is you can't get my auntie hair done. She's trying to get her weave done so she can be right for church. So I don't understand the problem.
But the problem is you're attacking me. How the hell you going to call me talking about your damn aunt wants a damn appointment, but you cursing me out? You won't be able to get an appointment with me talking to me like this. Now,
okay, excuse me,
let me talk, because you just cursed me out. Now you're going to hear what I have to say. Sir, I'm not accepting any new clients at this time. Now, she could have called, but right now I'm not. I'm just not accepting any new clients. I apologize, but there's nothing else I can do. I work.
No, hold on. Because you know what? I already know the deal, because I didn't already ask around town. You got all these, everybody over there got all these big time cars, Beamers and Range Rovers. So them only the people you can't do. So my auntie a regular person, you can't do no.
Listen, let me tell you one damn thing. I don't discriminate. I don't give a damn what you drive. You can drive a damn Ford pistol for all I care. I don't right now, sir, my damn schedule is booked. And I cannot take any more new clients.
Okay, let me say this to you. What's your name again? Larnetta. Let me tell you this right
my
here.
Name is Larnetta,
I'm gonna bring my auntie up there. I'm bringing my auntie. Hey, you gonna shut up while I'm talking? Hey, look, I'm gonna bring my auntie up there.
This ain't no damn Bitch, what the hell are you talking to?
I'm sorry, say what?
You're lost in the damn line.
Nah, but you ain't finna just reject my ain't. She trying to get her idea.
Reject, listen, all professionalism is about to go out the door with your ass. Now, I have been trying to be professional with your ass since you just called me. But you insist on cursing me out, and I haven't done anything to you. I have simply said, sir, I cannot take on any new clients. But you insist on cursing me out.
I insist on somebody doing my ainty hair. Somebody gonna put my ainty
wig. Well, damn it, find another damn salon. You won't get it done here.
You gonna do it, because I'm gonna bring my ainty up there on Saturday.
I'm gonna do it. Somebody gonna put this weave in my ainty hair. I'm telling you now, I can go from 0 to 100 real quick. I'm trying to be professional with your ass, but right now that's going out the door. Because right now you're being so disrespectful to
me. Let me say this again. Saturday, I'm coming up there. Somebody put my auntie weave in her head.
Weave? Sir, I don't do weave. I only do short hair. That's what I specialize in. That's my strength. So you definitely have to find another salon. I don't do weave, period.
Who the f*** got a hair salon don't do no weed? Who do that shit?
Me. I don't do no damn
weed. That don't make no damn sense. What kind of damn hairstylist? You just a short hairstylist. That don't make no damn sense.
Well, that's what the f*** I specialize in. As a matter of fact, I'm damn good at it. Ask around. If you research me, you've already done your damn research on me. Ask around. Google me. That's what you do. Google me. I'm the best at this. Don't come for me now, because I'm ready for your.
You know what? I'm not even going to be sitting here going back and forth with you. I'm going to say this. Saturday, I'm coming up there, and somebody going to do my auntie weave. But bottom line, her weave going to be done for church on Sunday.
Who in the you think you're talking to? You listen to me. I'm so tired of your punk ass. If you went around asking everybody about me, your punk ass will know that I don't do nothing but short hair. I don't do no we find some not else to do your damn your aunt hair. You and your aunt can go to hell. That's what you can do. Because I don't give a about you. I try to be professional with your ass, but you're stupid and you're ignorant as hell. And then your aunt can't be no better. She got to be crazy as hell to be with your stupid ass. Don't call me no more. Because I don't appreciate you calling my damn cell phone. I don't know who the hell gave you my damn number? Because this is a damn private number. I haven't even given no damn back. Then you saw my damn cars in my damn parking lot. Listen, don't worry about the cars in my parking lot. Everybody show love to me. I don't want customers like you.
Hey, hold on. Let me just tell you this here. Tommy the one gave me your damn number and told me that if I talk to you, you would do my ain't hair. Tommy the one gave.
I don't know no Tommy.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You know nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You know him, don't you?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Show?
That be me, Miss Lonetta.
Oh,
that is me.
You got me acting so ignorant on this panel. Oh,
hey, listen.
God.
Listen, let me.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you are so.
Hey, let me tell you something. Tammy and Paul told me Lonetta is real cool, but she's 25% ghetto.
Oh, my God. I don't care about that. Oh my gosh. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this right here, Tommy. You was going to get the business because you were disrespectful to me. I don't know. Listen, I'm from the hood, so I would have had my partners to come up there start with my brother Rodney. You know, all of us would have been at you. So I'm sorry, but my God, this has been a crazy experience for me, but I love you, and I love the show.
You know what? I'm coming to Montgomery. I'm going to stop by this Diva Lounge you got over there.
We got to. We only the hottest one up in Montgomery, baby. We're the hottest one in the city, so you got to come by and see me.
You got to do this for me. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're going to do my auntie weave. That's what you're going to do. You're going to do my auntie weave, I tell you that.
You going to do it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, nothing about you. Ain't, yeah, you ain't taking no more clients.
I ain't hearing all this from you.
You're going to do my auntie weave, I tell you that. So when she get to church on Sunday, she looking right. You going to do that.
That's what you going to do.
Play too much, Tommy.
Got to hit them with it, baby. You going to
do it. Got to hit them hard, man.
My auntie need her weave done.
That's
what
right.
are you talking about?
That's right. Speaking of that, Strawberry Letter is coming up, and the subject is he's pulling out tracks and giving me whiplash. So we'll
oh,
talk
doing
more
the
about
damn thing.
Yeah. Who got the weave, him or her?
We'll just listen to the letter. Wait for the letter. Okay. Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Montgomery, y'all better get ready. Here come that nephew coming to town. Montgomery, Alabama, that's Saturday, tomorrow. Yeah, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. That's me, Bruce, Marvin Hunter. That's J.J. Williams. Some tickets on sale right now. Montgomery Performing Arts Center. I'm done. Keep it moving.
All right, again, coming up at the top of the hour, Strawberry Letter. Subject, he's pulling out tracks and giving me whiplash.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for the Strawberry Letter. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you have issues in your relationships, if you have problems with work, with sex, with parenting, all of that, why don't you give us a letter, send us a letter, email us, steveharveyfm.com, click Submit Strawberry Letter, and we will definitely try and help you out with your situation.
And if you don't send us letters, we ain't going to be able to help you.
Yes.
We can't help you if you don't send a letter.
That's right.
I wish somebody would help me. Well, damn it, send a letter.
Yeah.
It's like the lottery. You can't win if you don't play.
You better say that. You ready?
Ready.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. The Strawberry Letter.
Subject, he's pulling out tracks and giving me whiplash. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in a new relationship, and about 2 months ago, we started our sexual adventures. He is an amazing man, in and out of bed. I am 28 years old, and he's 10 years older than I am. I love our relationship, but I have one major issue. He likes to pull my hair. To be more specific, he likes to pull my weave while we're being intimate. A couple of nights ago, he pulled my hair so hard that my scalp was on fire the next day, and I had whiplash for the past 2 days.
That boy bringing it, huh?
He doing it, man.
My darn neck hurts.
I know it is.
I will admit that when he's messed up my hair or loosened up one of my tracks, he had no problem paying for my next install. I'm not one of those girls that is into rough lovemaking and kinky stuff in the bedroom, and I feel like hair pulling may be just the beginning. He is amazing in bed, so I don't want him to stop what he's doing. I just want him to be more gentle. How should I bring this up to him without offending him? I don't want him to think I can't handle myself in the bedroom, especially since I'm younger. I also don't want sex to be boring for him, but he's hurting me. Plain and simple. The hair pulling needs to stop immediately. How should I tell him? Please help. So many things wrong in this letter. But the number one thing for me, man, come on now. You know you cannot mess with a black woman's hair in okay. or out of bed, okay? Those are the rules. I believe that is in the Bible. You know we spend countless hours in the salon waiting a long, long, long time for our turn in the chair. This is what we go through, okay? Not to mention we have to go by the hair store. We have to haul all these bundles back to the shop, sit patiently for the install, even sometimes take meds because the pain of the braids underneath the weave are too tight. We lose our edges dealing with these weaves. So listen, for your man to be pulling your hair, sometimes
pulling your
tracks out and stuff, that's a lot going
on. A lot of pulling, ain't it?
Who cares if he pays for the next install, for your next appointment? We don't care about that. Your scalp, your head is on fire. Sex should never be that uncomfortable, all right? I got to tell you that. It should never be that uncomfortable. It should never be hurtful. It should never cause you any pain like that. So forget about not wanting him to think you can't handle yourself in bed because you're young. That's not what's important here. Think about yourself, how you feel, and what you want, and you have a voice, and you need to use it, okay? Tell him that you enjoy sex with him. He's amazing. But this hair-pulling stuff, it has to stop. It really hurts you, and you would like it to stop immediately because of the whiplash, okay? You can't go through life like that. It's not that serious. Steve?
Well,
you better make me proud. I'm not.
I am, because I don't know what letter Shirley wrote. Read, but she's covered all the hair objects.
That's right. That's what it's
so
about.
So I just probably need to get to what you need to know, little girl. You're messing with this grown man. Now, in your letter, you said a couple of nights ago, he pulled my hair so hard, my scalp was on fire the next day.
Woo.
I had whiplash for past 2 days. My damn neck hurt. I will admit that when he's messed up my hair and loosened up my tracks, he had no problem paying for my next install. I'm not one of them girls that's into rough love making and kinky stuff in the bedroom. And here's the key line. And I feel like hair pulling may just be the beginning. Well, I'm here to clear this part of the letter up. It is just the beginning. Oh, it's more where that come from. See, y'all just been there. TJ trying to see how you're handling the hair pulling. Now, you all have been crying in a letter talking about your neck hurt and you got whiplash. Oh, it's more coming. Oh, it's more. It's way more than hair pulling is in the beginning. Let me tell you a list of stuff that's coming. Neck choking.
Next.
Neck choking is in here. This is what you think. Yeah, yeah. Hammerlocks. You're going to be in a hammerlock. You're going to get loved on with your wrist up by the base of your skull. It's going to be ankle bending. Your ankle is going to be behind your neck. Hope you're ready. All this you sitting up here talking about, you finna get Holyfield. You gonna get one of your damn ears took off. Oh, the hair pulling is just the beginning, little man. You don't like rough sex and kinky stuff. He just trying to see how you handle it. He paying for installs. He gonna have to be paying for teeth and lips and stuff. You gonna have to get your face restructured. This boy finna come in here and do some banging you ain't really familiar with. Also, there's going to be some tongue inhaling. See, you haven't been in here. And Shirley, I don't expect you to like my response. Now, you've done all the little hair comments. This ain't about hair. Mm-hmm. This is about this could get a little more different. And obviously, you're going to sit there and act like you're unfamiliar with this.
You better get
right. But you all have had a man inhale your tongue.
No.
Yes, you have. If you haven't, you're missing it. It's actually good.
I'll pass.
Inhale.
Yeah, you didn't ran this.
Back bending. I got a lot of them. I'm just trying to get to them. You're going to end up getting bent and twisted. It's going to turn. You're going to have to go to contortion school to continue a relationship with this man right here. You're going to have to get into some type of circus training. If you're going to stay with this man right here, Cirque du Soleil, I strongly suggest you take some yoga. You definitely got to get it, because Downward Dog is coming.
Downward Dog.
Warrior Stance is coming.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23
Oblique
after the hour.
Omission.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's go with part two of your response
to
today's
letter. Well, I can see that my
letter.
Response is bothering you, Shirley. Because
what?
Of the level of intensity that this man is able to go into. Now, with all this hair track pulling, she's afraid that this is the beginning. She don't like rough sex. I don't either. I don't like pain in my game. But you're going to have to get another man, because he do pain. Because after he hurts you, he want to pay for it.
So he don't
that right there, you're gonna mess around and get one of your little nostrils tore. It ain't no telling what's going to happen.
What kind of sex is this?
Yeah, you're going to get an eye put out. You probably need to leave this man right here. Unless you do like I'm telling you to do and get into some type of circus training. Get you a net put in your backyard and a trapeze. Practice.
Practice.
Get a trampoline, because he going to dive off of something. You're going to want to know how to handle. There's something that I strongly suggest that you start doing at the gym. Try to do toe thrust at the gym because it'll help you. It'll give you escaping powers. You can get away better. You got to strengthen your toes so when he coming towards you, you can toe thrust. Hush, be right up out the way. It's things like that that you want to do, and you know, a lot of stuff. Try to lose some weight. I don't know what size you are. No, matter of fact, I take that back. Gain some weight so you can handle it better. Put some weight on. Be heavy. That way all that tossing is limited. That's the beautiful thing about full-figure women. They real fine and all with it. They got what you want. You know, you just got to handle them different. Because you handle them wrong, you mess around and get handled. And maybe that's what you need to do. Just put on some weight for his ass. The next time he come in there with all that hair pulling, you turn around and pull his hair. Get in the gym. You get in the gym and get your upper body right. So when he pull your hair, you pull his hair. Whatever he do to you, you do the same thing to him. If he ain't bald-headed, pull some more hair from somewhere. Now, how you like that?
Wow.
Yeah. Pull his eyebrows out. That's very uncomfortable.
He needs something. Yeah.
He needs to feel some of this.
Pluck his eyebrows.
Snatch one of them.
Yeah. Grab a mustache hair and pull it out. I'm telling you right now, to put tears in that. Pull out some nose hair. That'll really drive his ass crazy. And that's what I think you should do. That's my response to the letter. Since Shirley covered all of the stuff about the hair. I don't have no hair. I don't know what.
That's one of my
but you've had hair before.
Half a hair, right?
Yeah. I'm just telling you what to do. You got. He pulling your hair, you pull his hair. You bite your tongue, you bite his tongue. Y'all just be in there bleeding.
I thought all women had their hair tied up when they come to be.
Well, she needs to tie her.
My wife the only one. My wife the only one.
No, I tie mine.
Come on, stupid. Say something. Come on, Tommy.
All women had their hair tied up.
My wife had be tied up.
No comment.
Hey, Tommy.
Jay.
No comment.
Yes, sir.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's strawberry letter at My Girl Shirley.
I bet you're getting out of this one, huh?
It's all good. It's all good. Remember to submit your letters to Steve Harvey FM. Click on Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? Switching gears. Steve, you know we have a lot of truck drivers who listen to our show. And truck drivers are really good people. We know that. Did you hear about this? A group of truck drivers teamed up to pull off a creative solution to stop a suicide attempt. Apparently, a man was threatening to jump off the Detroit freeway when police responded by blocking the highway in both directions. Luckily, 13 semi-trucks volunteered and formed a line under the overpass. And according to an officer on the scene, the heroic act cut the man's fall from 15 or 16 feet to above 5 to 6, to about 5 or 6. Okay?
You can't kill yourself.
No,
five or six. Okay.
Roll an ankle.
Yeah. Eventually, the man was convinced into leaving the bridge and was taken to the hospital unharmed. Go to Steve Harvey FM for more on this story.
Wow. So the truck drivers blocked traffic.
Yeah.
So now you got to go to work and tell your boss, trucks blocked the highway, so I'm late.
They were stopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What boss,
boss believes that?
I understand that. What boss going to buy that?
Nope.
Steve?
Yeah, it don't sound right.
We start frying here at 8. Yeah. I don't give a damn about no semi. We fry here at 8.
Yeah. Leave early.
I want them fryers on at 8 o'clock. See, what had happened was I'm on my way to work, and the truck's got the highway blocked because the guy about to jump off. That's why I'm late.
Trucks. Wow.
The fryer started 8.
Again.
Yeah. Again. Let me say this again. We start frying at 8.
No, watch on the news. It's on the news.
It is on the news.
Oh, I got to hold up my business and look at the news.
Well, yeah, so you'll know I'm telling you
but
the truth.
But we got fish to fry.
I got shrimp and fish in there waiting.
And you talking about somebody jumping off some damn bridge. That ain't your business.
It ain't none of your business.
You don't get your ass in that cornmeal.
I need your elbows and some meals.
Let me not smell catfish at 8.
Yeah. The only way you can't be here today is you out there on that bridge with his ass.
No. I'm glad they eventually convinced him to leave the bridge, though, and took him to the hospital unharmed.
You can't be going in there with that.
No. I know. It's not going to fly, Jay.
Not with a black boss.
Yeah. No. See, the reason I'm late is, you know the overpass over there? Yeah. Well, there was a guy about to jump off. So the trucks.
Stop right there. What that got to do with you?
and these damn greens that need cleaning. What that's got to do with nothing? Yeah.
Did you know him?
Never met the man. Can I say it again before we get about it here? We start frying what time?
At 8.
At 8. At 8.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, the Steve Harvey Morning Show is taking a road trip. Another bad acting theater production you don't want to miss.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, how to get closure after a breakup. But right now, Steve, what does Jay have going on now? What is going on with this road trip?
A reenactment of everybody who's going to be taking a road trip this summer. Summertime, time for a bunch of people to get in the car and ride. And it was sound something like this.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to reenact mm-hmm. what it's like when 6 grown people who work together take a road trip. All right, everybody in?
Yep, we all in.
Yeah. Buckle up.
Okay,
all right. All right, let me start the car. They're dinging right there. Somebody ain't got their seatbelt.
I got mine on.
Oh, that's me. I'm bad.
I got mine on.
All right. Now we need a little driving music. Do you remember? Boy, I like that. Did you hear what that heifer Taylor Swift did?
Oh. She did her country version.
I almost didn't like that girl no more.
Well, quite frankly, I'd like to hear some gospel music.
What?
Come on, Kirk. Uh-huh.
That's nice. Yeah.
All right, well.
What happened to the music?
So we're not going to listen to nothing?
We're not going to listen to nothing?
No, we ain't listening to nothing.
Okay.
Hey.
Man,
silence?
Why not? Let's just ride in silence. All right.
I just have a question. Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Are we where? What you come for?
You want to play a game?
Play what game?
You know, we could sing that song, 99 Bottles of Beer on the Wall.
You ain't singing that in here.
Can we do That's My Car? Can we play That's My Car?
Yeah. Boy, you in the car you own.
Can we get something to eat, though?
We just got in the car.
Wait a minute. I know I'm forgetting something. Wait.
Yes, to be quiet.
No.
Oh, it's hot in here. Can you turn some air on?
Hold
up. I just got to say this. What? I'm going to say it.
What?
I got to pee.
That's it. Damn it. Everybody out. Get out the car. Just open the damn car door.
Wait. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
I'm your damn nephew. Open the door.
No, everybody out.
I gotta go.
I ain't everybody. Yeah, you talking about them.
As much as I hate packing and I hate
get out the car. Give a damn if you did pack. Unpack.
We just got going.
Unpack. Get out.
I just have for something.
I got a gun. Get out.
My name's Junior. This is actually against the law.
Getting out.
You finna shoot somebody?
Get out the car.
I'm getting out.
Get out, Tommy. Get out. Junior out. Jay out. Carla out. Shirley out.
I'm not walking in these heels.
You ain't got to walk. Get out the car.
I'm out.
Hey, don't push me now.
I'm out.
Don't push me.
All right. We out now. What happened now?
No, that's all he
want to
do is
turn that old-ass music off.
He just drove off?
Call Uber.
Did he say call Uber?
He said call Uber.
All right. Tommy, call Uber.
Yeah. I can't believe we just
I'm not walking.
I can't believe he left my
I can't believe he put us out the car.
This was supposed to be a fun road trip. What happened?
We can't do nothing together.
I know he better put them backup lights on and bring his ass back down here.
Is he making a right on the highway?
Hold on. No. I got
okay,
this.
What?
I got his
what,
cell number. Let me do this. Hold on.
Call.
Hold on. I got this.
I can't believe we standing out here like
no,
this.
I got the bat
line. Home morning show, too.
Hold on.
I'm hungry.
Here we go. Hold on, y'all. I fix it.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know, you just left all us on the side of the road.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh.
What?
You left us on the side of the road.
You not coming back?
Uh-uh. I can see you.
We got girls with us.
Sing it.
Thank you.
Ladies. They with you. Take care of them.
Okay.
This car ain't coming back.
There's ladies in heels out here.
Let's take the heels off.
And be barefoot on the street. Okay.
Well, just wear them. After about 4 miles, they'll be flats.
Can I say this? When we took our stuff out the cart, that black bag that you have your money in it, that bag is out here with us.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. All right, y'all, what's happening? Give me the black bag, Tommy. Tommy, let me have the black bag.
Oh, no, well, I got it right here.
Tommy, give me the black bag. Get the black bag. Well, get your ass in the car. Well, put the bag in first.
Yeah, thought you'd see
no,
it.
No, bag in last.
No,
bag
put the bag
last.
Bag in last. I ain't opening the door if I don't see the bag.
Here go the bag.
Throw it in the window.
Open the door.
Promise you, if you just throw it in the window.
Same time.
Throw it in the window.
Same time.
I got time.
Throw
the bag so y'all don't pull this trick again.
Okay.
Throw the bag in the window.
How about I open the bag and start counting and see how much?
No, I already know what's in there. Throw the bag in the window first.
You know what? We can actually buy a car with this bag.
Great idea, Tommy. I love it.
Okay. You know what? Going on. We good.
Ooh, let's get to counting. It looks like a lot.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
Whoa. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got 5 Negroes on the side of the road with a black bag. Look like it don't belong to them. Let's step aside. Everybody, get on the ground.
Wait a minute.
Everybody get your black ass on the ground. Shut up.
We're singing group.
Yeah. Hey, you got one more time, little man. Get your black ass on the ground.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Everybody down on the ground now? Good.
Yeah.
That was a warning shot. The next one goes in you. All right. Hand me the bag.
Same time.
Hand me the bag.
Is this the police
you
officer?
You ain't got time for that. Hand me the bag.
I've been shot before. I don't want to go through that no more.
I'm so scared.
We can't do a damn thing together.
We can't take a road trip at all.
Coming up, we'll tell you how to put closure to a relationship.
Like this one right here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Breakups are the worst. Ooh. Even when you know deep down that hurt will go away eventually, but your heart is hurting. So one of the best things you can do for yourself is to move on and give yourself some closure to the relationship. So, Steve, guys, all right, here's a post-breakup action plan to get some closure. So listen to this, see if you guys agree with this. You give them back their stuff.
No.
You disagree? How so? What do you think? Keep the stuff?
Yeah, you get to keep it.
Same time.
If I bought it, I get to keep it. If I paid for it and it's hanging out at the house, I can keep it or throw it away or burn it or set it on fire.
Yeah,
whatever.
I got to have something to do.
Yeah, I got it. That helps me close. That helps me get over this.
Great fire starters.
Yeah. Okay.
Fire starters.
You don't want to talk to me.
What else you got?
Okay. Is Steve there?
Oh, right here.
Okay. So do you agree with that? Give them back their stuff? Have you ever done that?
No, I've lost everything. I don't have to give nothing back. I'm usually under court order. Yeah, it's the difference between giving it and they saying it's a court order.
You're right.
You got to turn in stuff. Give them one.
Okay.
All right, what else you got?
All right, this one says you can, this is some new age type thing. Cleanse the house, or you can cleanse the room with sage. You can burn sage and get the bad energy out the house.
I don't like the way sage smells.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, hell, she's still in here?
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
That's what I think. You burn sage, I think she's still in here.
I thought so sage was for cooking, but go ahead.
Well, do you have a method to get rid of bad energy?
Yeah.
What?
Find new energy.
Yeah. Gotta get a new girl.
Like, you got to get a new girl with energy.
That helps you.
Immediately.
I don't care what her energy is. Yeah. Just a new one.
Just brand new. Help you a lot.
Just brand new. Okay. Now, this one says, buy a new bed.
Oh, no.
New? Mm-hmm. Too expensive?
No, I can do that now. I couldn't do that then.
Yeah.
I had to lay my ass right in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I put a towel
Pain
on
and
it.
All, huh, Junior?
No. Yeah.
So you're supposed I'll to get
over your side.
Oh, that's it.
But it won't be that new bed.
Ain't no new bed coming in. I'm in the crease.
Hot to Macaulay, hot Carla.
So why you get rid of bed, Carla? Because that's where...
The energy, yeah. All the things that you guys share together in the bed. Right.
The memory.
Right. But if you can't afford a new bed, I guess you can buy some new sheets or bedding. That would do.
That day.
Or just quit looking over there.
Yeah.
I did that for 2 years.
Don't even look over that side. Right? Don't look over
get
there.
Get somebody new in this bed.
Yeah.
That evening.
Because remember, the bed looks new to the new person.
Yeah.
Yes,
what?
It does.
Oh.
Yes,
come on. That's the logic.
This your bed?
Yeah.
This is a nice bed.
All right,
this
bed.
Final thing says, do a social media purge. So just to delete your ex from digital existence, I guess.
You got to let them see the new person.
Yeah, you
got to
see
her.
They got to see the new person.
New boo got to be seen.
New
boo, baby.
Yeah.
Now, you know, back in our day, we didn't have all this social media and stuff, so.
You just went to church.
Huh?
You went to church with your new people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Walk around with them doing offering
time. Introduce her to her. Hey, girl, I know you're going to be here tonight. Have you met Sister Lawson?
That's who I'm with now.
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't know you're going to be here.
Yeah. And you really want to stay and get somebody in the church.
Oh!
Dang it.
What's that?
Get somebody in the church. You broke up. Y'all go to the same church. Get somebody that go to the same church.
Yeah.
She gonna come in there every Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you're late so they can see ya.
Oh, Jay, you've done this before.
Oh, yeah. That's why I have no one now.
You get cussed out right
Tommy, what's the way you've done it? Closure.
Closure.
Show off your new boo.
Immediately have me a boo the next 2 hours after we done broke up. I'm somewhere with the new boo.
I just ignore all calls.
Mm-hmm. So
messages from friends, uh-huh. Other things. You know she reached out to me about you.
You don't want to hear
that phone call?
Steve. You know she... Steve.
You didn't want to hear.
Hello.
You don't want to talk about none of that.
Mm-mm. I don't take phone calls now.
None of that.
Yeah, but the problem with all of this, I'm never the dumper.
You're the dumpy?
Yeah. You're the one getting dumped.
I'm always the one getting dumped.
I left a chick and went right back to her in the same hour.
In the same hour you broke
up. Green dog, you're playing.
We gonna
come
work
on, you know time. I'm stupid. I'm just playing.
I'm so sorry.
I ain't mean to do none of that.
I realize what my chances look like out here, and doggone it, I'm back.
I'm back.
But within the hour, Junior?
Yeah, within the hour, Carl. I'm talking about walk right back in the door, set my bag down like I ain't never left.
Now, you know I'm stupid.
Come on now.
Don't right be like there. That.
She talking about, what you doing here? You hungry? I come with another question.
Wait a minute. You thought I was really here?
Girl.
You're so crazy.
I can't believe you fell for that.
Where I'm going?
Looking like this, where am I gonna go?
Who won't me?
Went up there and found, went out there right quick and found out you wasn't quick. You wasn't cute to nobody.
Nobody.
Hey, baby, I'm back. I'm out of here now. So what?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the way it go. That's the way it go.
If you want real closure, Carla.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Call the ex while you making love to the new boo.
Ooh.
In the, yeah. Yeah.
Let him hear it.
Let him hear it.
Let him hear it.
You've done that?
Yeah. Why not? We ain't finna do this no more. Why not?
Oh, you're dirty with it.
Yeah. I want you to feel it.
Hello? Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
I didn't know that was on.
What are you here?
What'd you hear?
What'd you hear?
What part did you hear?
Hold up, Pam. What you heard?
Oh, you saying names, too. Oh, you dirty with it. All right, that was cool, fellas. Closure with the relationship. Coming back at 20 after, we will have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, a little while ago, we all know that the president's attorney, Michael Cohen, the FBI raided his apartment, let's say. Yeah.
And offices. Yeah,
and his offices and everything, you know, all in conjunction and having to do with this Russian investigation and the whole Stormy Daniels situation going on. So the officers came in. Michael Cohen said they were very polite.
They knocked. And
they
knocked on the door.
Yeah,
it wasn't a no-knock warrant. They right. knocked yeah. on the door.
So what Jay and I are going to do is give you a reenactment of what happens when the FBI come by. Let's just say when the FBI come by, they house.
And you ain't us. That's all we're saying.
That's all we're saying.
We're not.
What happens when the FBI go by, they house.
Uh-huh. And it ain't us. Is it?
It's FBI.
Just a second.
All righty.
Hold on.
All righty.
What do you need?
Just a second. We have a warrant for you, Mr. Cohen. Please come to the door.
Could you slide it under the door, please, so I can look at it?
Well, sure. Well, we kind of have to hand deliver it so you can see it.
Well, wait a minute. Let me put my pants on. I don't want any pants
okay,
right now.
Okay, hey, am I knocking too loudly?
Yeah, a little loud. You're waking the kids.
Oh, okay. Sorry, hey, yeah. Sorry, Mr. Cohen. Yeah. Hold on. Let's. Hold on.
Shh, quiet.
All right, Mr. Cohen. All right.
Quiet. I'm in here meditating.
Okay. What?
Meditating? Yeah.
Mr. Cohen, can you hear this?
That's a little too loud. Could you okay. knock just softer?
How about this?
Just tad down more. Just a bit.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Why are you kidding me right now?
FBI.
Yeah. Tell you what, I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat and shower. Here's what I'm going to do.
Well, Mr. Cohen, hold on. Yeah. Mr. Cohen, we are the FBI now. Come on.
I understand that. Here's
come on now. Don't.
Here's the plan.
Don't make us wait.
No. I'm going to eat. I'm going to shower. I'm going to have my coffee. Okay. And then I'm coming out. Okay?
Mr. Cohen.
Yeah.
We are
right,
the Federal
that.
Bureau
scratch
of Investigation.
Scratch all that. Not gonna
You've got to come out now. You've got, sir, we have a warrant.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my yoga.
Jesus, is this guy serious?
I'm going to do a bit of yoga. Do some yoga.
Yoga.
Some stretching. I'm going to stretch for a while. Then I'm coming out. Is that fine with you? I tell you what, hold up. Here's a good idea.
Mr. Cohen.
Won't you guys, like, leave? Tell you what, leave?
No.
And then you could come
no.
back.
No, Mr. Cohen. Yes. Mr. Cohen, listen to me. We're not leaving, sir.
Well, here's the problem.
Mr. Cohen.
Here's the problem.
Mr. Cohen, you're talking too much.
Okay, I just want to say this. The cleaning lady has not been here yet, so could you let her come in, clean up the place?
Mr. Cohen.
Yes.
Will you please open the door? We are the FBI.
Let me tell you what we're doing in here. We're kind of rearranging the furniture in here. So if you were to come in not knowing where things
Mr.
are.
Mr. Cohen, please, no flushing. Just open the door, sir. Please. We have a warrant.
Yeah, I hear a... There you go, knocking loud again.
Look,
knocking loud again.
Mr. Cohen, you're really, really trying us here.
Let's use our FBI low voice.
Mr. Cohen. Mr. Cohen. This is
come on.
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show wants to give you a chance to win one of four trips for two to the 2018 Essence Festival. It is presented by Coca-Cola. Yes. It's going down in New Orleans July 5th through the 8th. And you can listen for the daily keyword, then go online for your chance to win. One winner will be selected each day. Drum roll, cat, please. Today's keyword is NOLA. That's N-O-L-A, NOLA. Enter and get rules. Visit SteveHarveyFM.com. Good luck, everybody. In entertainment news, guys, Beyonce got her start singing in church. We all know that. Mm-hmm. Well, a San Francisco house of worship just said thanks by holding a mass built around the music of Beyoncé. Grace Cathedral drew more than 900 people to a special Beyoncé-themed mass on Wednesday night, which is more than twice the usual turnout for the weeknight service. Say Beyoncé, and you get twice the people. I love it. The idea sprang from a class called Beyoncé and the Hebrew Bible, which is taught at the nearby San Francisco Theological Seminary. The mass,
but they call it Beyoncé and the Hebrew Bible?
That's what they call it.
They did Beyoncé songs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The mass mixed tradition with pop culture, with Bible readings from the book of Luke and Psalms, followed by the Beyoncé songs, Freedom and Flaws and All.
Everything. Well, you know, we just go, that's how we're pulling them in now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're using all ways to get them in. Yeah. Usher's having a night next week for the Usher board.
Right.
And their theme song is going to be Bad Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it's going to teach ushers how to handle people a little bit more directly. Ain't no more damn
girl.
Seats.
They're going
to sit your ass anywhere.
In the Lord's house.
In the Lord's house.
Then Chance going to have a night, the rapper Chance.
Chance the
rapper. Coming out here, it's a chance we open, it's a chance we ain't.
Chance we might be open.
Yeah.
There's a chance we ain't.
All right.
No, wait a minute. They singing Beyoncé songs. Are they singing Freakum Dress? Will they do that?
No.
I'd like,
no.
Put your Freakum Dress on.
I'd love to hear the choir sing Freakum Dress on. Put your Freakum Dress on. Hallelujah.
What? You're hallelujah. Stupid. You're
hallelujah.
Stupid. You're freaking so dress on.
How about the choir singing to the
choir
left,
singing
to the left,
song.
To the left, to the
to
left.
To the left, to the left.
Come on.
To the left.
Yeah. Everything you own. In a box to the left.
That's the senior choir right there, the elders.
If you want it, you're going to have to put a ring on it. If you want it, you're going to have to put a ring on it.
Come on now.
Watch while I turn around, shaking up under my gown. If you want it, you're gonna have to put a ring on it.
I want you to have it, but you need to put a ring on it.
Yes,
I wanna
Lord.
Give it to ya.
Yes, Lord.
But you gotta put a ring on it.
My Lord.
It's been waiting here for ya, but you need to put a ring on it.
Put a ring.
Put a ring on it.
Put a ring.
Need to really put a ring on it.
I put a ring.
Why won't you put a ring on it?
I'm put a ring.
Been waiting to put a ring on it.
I'm put a ring.
Yeah, lined
really
up
wanna
at
get
church.
It.
Lined
put
up.
Put a ring.
You really want to hit it.
What? No.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day. And Steve, give us something uplifting in your closing remarks, okay?
Just over the weekend, I just want to remind some people of some things. Look, I know when you're chasing your dreams that it gets a little hard for you sometimes. I'm fully aware of that. I know sometimes when you're chasing them dreams, it gets daunting. I know you get disappointed. I know really, man, that you become impatient because you go like, wow, man, it don't seem like nothing's happening. I'm just saying that to hang in there. I'm just trying to encourage you. You know, the one thing in order to make your dreams come true, you can never quit. If you quit, 100%, I can promise you, your dreams won't come true. If you quit. So you've got to persevere. You've got to be persistent. You're going to have to realize that you're going to be faced with the challenges, the disappointments, hardships, setbacks. It's a part of the life. It's part of life, but it's part of the game of success. What the devil does, though, he has a masterful trick. In this moment of disappointment, setbacks, hurt, and impatience, he has an amazing trick. He starts playing with your mind. Maybe it ain't meant to be. Here go a real one he playing. You know, it probably ain't God's will. Uh-oh, you got to be careful of that. And be careful of people who always tell you it may not be God's will. How do they know what God's will is for you? Be very careful of people who always come to you with that. Never a word of encouragement. Never a word to say, hey, you know, I'm pulling for you. None of that. You know, if be leery of people who say, you know, it may not be for you. Maybe it's not for you. How do they know this? How do they know this? If you bent on that happening, if you've seen it in your imagination over and over and over, if you're thoroughly convinced that this is for you, and if you're gifted at it, stop listening to these people. Stop listening to these people. Have you ever heard somebody, you know what, could be, maybe you're thinking too big. Are you kidding me? Maybe it's not your time. Maybe it ain't the Lord's will. When a person always comes to you with that and never has words of encouragement, you have shared your dream with the worst person you can possibly share your dream with. If you want to kill a big dream, share it with a small-minded person. Oh, my God. They are experts at how come, why not, what for, how that's supposed to work out. Small-minded people only tell you why something won't work. Have you noticed that? Everybody, do you have somebody in your life, man, that every time you talk to them, they got something negative to say? You know, have you ever heard anybody say to them, you know what, you've really put enough into this. Wow. Have you ever heard that? You've really put enough into this. Hold on, wait a minute, man. Do you realize that in order to become successful, that you have to pour your all in all into something? All in all means all you got. And all, some more. When something says you have to give your all in all, that means you have to give your all, which is everything you have, and then you have to find some more to throw at it. That's what all in all means. That's giving it your all and all. So you got to throw everything you have at it, and then you got to throw some more at it. My father used to tell me this all the time, and I did not understand it until I got older. He used to always say to me, he said, son, when you think you can't do no more, do some more. And I used to be looking at my father like, man, this is too crazy. Didn't he hear me just say how tired I am? Didn't my father just hear me say I can't do no more? He looked dead at me and say, son, when you feel like you can't do no more, do some more. I bet you can. And you know what? He was right. I didn't get it till I grew up. And I started thinking about giving up or quitting or walking away. And I found myself just hanging in there. Because you know what? When you think you've done everything you could do and you can't do no more, do like my daddy Slick Harvey said, just do some more. When you want to be successful, you're going to have to give your all in all. So that means you got to put all you have into it. And when you done put all you got into something, you got to find some more and throw that at it too. That's it. If you can do that, that's the end of a very famous poem I learned while pledging called If. If you can fulfill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, the earth is yours and everything that's in it. And which is more, you will be a man, my son. The key to that is if you can fulfill the unforgiving minute. Now, that unforgiving minute means it just keeps on ticking. But if you can fill it with 60 seconds worth of distance run, that means the whole time you in there, you hauling, the earth is yours and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son. That's what it takes, man. Y'all be encouraged, man. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, man. Steve.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.